I spoke to Ray, and we have, hold on, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I have to have to write some stuff down while I'm speaking to you. So I spoke to Ray and spoke to a couple other people from high school, and we saw your name on a couple of posts. How did you know Kimberly Kessler?
She was a year behind me in school, and then we dated and lived together for a while.
You did live together. What year was that?
It's been a long time. I'm going to 91 and 92.
Okay. What city was that in?
It was in Butler, South Butler.
Okay.
Pennsylvania.
Can you tell me some more about her?
Got a handful.
What? I saw something about stabbing you in the leg. Can you tell me about that?
No, she stabbed me in the chest. She bit my dad in the leg.
She bit your dad in the leg?
Yes.
And she stabbed you in the chest?
Yeah, it was the day after she hit me with a, iron piece off a gas stove.
I'm sorry, you're cutting out the what?
The piece, you know, on a gas stove.
Mm-hmm.
Where you set the pan on. I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
She grabbed one of them and hit me across the side of the head with it. And then she hit me with a steak knife. She tried to file PFA against me. The state police kind of laughed at her. They took me out of there and said, "We got to get you away from her." Took me to my parents' house. And the sheriff came down and he said, "We're not filing a PFA against you." We told her to stay away. And they came down and, she came down. I had left and she had come down because I guess she was pissed. They wouldn't file any charges against me. And my dad went to throw her off the property, and she went after him, and she bit into his leg. Put one hell of a mark on his leg.
Was that a normal thing for her, like acting out and being violent?
Yeah. We went to a party one night, and she just saw a girl that she didn't like, and just right in the middle of the party started throwing hands, and that's when I knew I was done, and it took a while to get away from her.
Okay. Who was the girl, do you know?
Right offhand, I can't remember her name.
Okay.
It's been so many years.
What was that address y'all were living together at?
I know it was on, it was on Pittsburgh Road, but I couldn't tell you the address.
Okay.
It was in Penn Township.
And that was in Butler?
Yeah, it was Penn Township in Butler County.
Okay. What else? You know, we have her here on... She's our main person of interest for a homicide.
Yes, I'm not surprised.
And we're looking for any type of behavior she may have displayed before, if she's ever talked about anything.
I'm sure they told you about hitting her brother.
Yeah, was that actually true? She hit him in the mouth?
Yes. Her reasoning behind it was her dad had passed away. And her brother was living at their childhood home because the mother and the father had already split up.
Okay.
And before he had passed. And he was having parties down there and having all his friends over, and she felt that he was trashing the place, desecrating the place. That was her dad's home, and so she went in and hit him while he was sleeping. That was her way of taking care of things.
Okay. How was their relationship after that?
Oh, there was no relationship after that. Absolutely none.
What, did she have an anger towards him prior to that?
Yeah, she had an anger towards him and her mother. She loved her little sister, but her little sister Sarah, but she hated her mother. She hated her brother.
What?
She liked her dad, and
she hated her mother and her brother. Only like the dad,
yeah.
You said? What was the problem with that, with her mom and brother?
I think her mother was a lot like her and put her dad through hell. I think it was passed down to her from her mother the way she is. And she watched all that go on but didn't realize that she was insane.
Okay.
I'm not a psychiatrist, but I just think that that's what the main issue was. Because I get, from what I know, from people that grew up around them, that her mother was the same as she is now.
Okay. Because speaking to her mom, she sounds so different. I mean, maybe she's changed over the years, but...
Well, Kim can be the most charming person in the world.
Okay.
You know, she can pull it off. She can be the most charming, lovable person ever, and just snap.
What usually makes her snap?
She snapped on me because she had a bad dream that I was cheating on her.
Would you say she's a jealous person?
Yeah. I feel she has major insecurities.
Did she ever talk about anything in her childhood that caused her to be like that?
No. She was a daddy's girl that couldn't get along with her mom.
Okay. Was she violent towards you when she had the bad dream that you were cheating on her?
That night, no. She threw away about everything I owned.
Okay. Do you know why her dad and mom split up? Is there a problem with the cheating, or was there...
It was just her mother, I think, was crazy also.
Were you with her whenever her dad passed away, or was that prior to y'all?
No, I knew her then, but I wasn't with her until... a couple months after her dad passed.
What were the circumstances to her dad passing?
He had a heart attack.
Okay. Is that what she said?
That's what she said. She said she found him in the bed. He didn't get up for work. And he was young. He's only, I think he's only in his 40s.
Yeah. Now, I've been told that she and her brother and dad lived together, but the mom had Sarah and lived somewhere else.
Yes.
Why did she do that? Why did they separate like that?
I'm not sure. I think because Sarah was young and the Bobby and Kim were adults at that time.
Okay.
Yes. 17, 18, 19 years old.
All right.
I'm gonna tell you this. She had had quite a few speeding tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And she had her license suspended. And we went down to see her father's grave. But the reason... when we went down there, the reason I thought was to go see her father's grave, she wanted to walk around and look for girls around her age that died.
Mm-hmm.
And that was back in 1991, probably. So she was planning on this to change her name and go for a long, long time.
What was her point in changing her name, though?
She wanted to get her driver's license back. couldn't stand on driving, and I told her, I said, you know, every cop and bumper knows you.
Okay.
How do you think you're going to get away with it? She's like, well, I'll just go somewhere else then.
Were you with her when she picked out the first name?
No.
What name did you know her by?
Kim.
Okay. Do you have a picture of her?
No, not that I know of. I think I got rid of all that stuff. I met my wife in 93 and
okay.
been together ever since.
Yes.
Raised three kids and...
Okay. So when y'all broke up, what was the reason for breaking up?
I just kept trying to get away from her. And then after she hit me with the iron thing off the gas stove and stabbed me, and I was done.
Yeah, that would be enough, right?
Yeah, she stabbed me, I got lucky, she hit a rib.
Oh, jeez.
I still have the scar.
What's that?
I still have the scar.
Oh, my God.
I didn't press any charges or anything. I told the police, I said, I just want her away from me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. It's basically a surface wound, and I just want her gone. And then it was like, I believe a couple days after that, she took off and went to Arizona.
Okay. When was the last time you heard from her?
Oh, she stopped in where I worked probably winter of 92, 93.
Okay.
And she had been to Arizona and then to Virginia. And then I had a guy calling me from Virginia, and God, I don't remember his name, but he was looking for her. I guess he stole a bunch of his stuff, and she said it was because he was trying to rape her or something.
Yeah.
So she stole all the stuff to get money to get home.
Huh. You don't remember his name?
Oh, no. It's been so many years.
Okay.
He called me looking for her, and they had a warrant out for arrest, I guess, at that time, for stealing everything. She come back to PA, and then I never heard from her again. She said she was living in Pittsburgh at her grandmother's, and she was working as a dancer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a ballerina either.
I understand. So you received a call from a guy from Arizona, you said?
No, this guy was from Virginia.
From Virginia, is it? Saying that she had stolen a bunch of his stuff?
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know if this is important or not, but we had a cat.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Malcolm. And she took that cat and I were very attached. And I'm not even a cat person, but he was just the greatest cat in the world. Well, she took him. And then when she came back, I asked her, I said, where's my cat? And she's like, well, I couldn't take him with me, so I had to kill him.
Did she say how she did that?
She shot him with a shotgun.
What? Okay. And her reason was because she couldn't take it with her?
Yeah, but she wouldn't give him to me.
When you asked her about why didn't you give them to me, what was her excuse? Did she say anything like that?
She did not have an excuse. She just, no emotion, nothing. She's like, I just killed him. I couldn't take him with me. I shot him with a shotgun over at my dad's house.
Okay.
But I think Glenn had already bought that house at that point, so I don't know what was going on there.
When was that, that she did that?
Oh, that was, that had to have been 92, because I didn't see her for a while. And then that's when she took off and went to Arizona.
Okay. Anything else like that? Anything, any other odd behaviors?
I've been racking my brain over the last couple of days, and as I look back on it, all of it was odd.
Mm-hmm.
And like I texted the girl back, I said, I'm actually surprised that she's just in prison now. I figured she would have been in jail a long, long time ago for something violent.
Yeah. And she's not even in prison yet. Right now, she's just in our local jail. Like I said, she's a prime suspect on this case, and we have charges on her just for a grand theft auto right now. But
yeah, I've been following it just out of pure morbid curiosity.
Absolutely, yeah. Did you ever know her by any other name?
No, I only knew her by Kimberly Kessler. Kimberly Lee Kessler, actually.
Okay. Did you know her brother?
He was a couple years behind me in school. I really didn't know him. I knew what he looked like. I don't know if I've ever talked to the kid.
Okay.
Because when they weren't on speaking terms, when we were together, because I guess... Because I didn't find out about him, her hitting him in his sleep until way later in the relationship. I just thought that they just didn't like each other.
Okay. Would you describe Kimberly as a very religious person, or how would
No, not religious.
Was she the opposite?
She wasn't anti-religion.
Okay.
She just didn't, I don't think she practiced.
She never spoke about it, really?
No, not really.
Okay. How about her mother?
I couldn't tell you.
You never met her before, or just...
Oh, yeah, I've met her, but I've never... But, you know, Kim and her didn't get along, so it was kind of, it was just quick meetings, talked a few times.
Okay.
After she had went to Arizona, her mother stopped in. I was waiting tables at that time. I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother stopped in where I worked, and her little sister, and we talked for a couple minutes. That was about it.
Okay. What? So you were waiting tables in Arizona. Was Kim?
No, 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 no. Here.
Oh, in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Okay. Was Kim waiting tables with you?
No, she didn't work there.
Where was she working at the time?
Oh, she was job to job, waiting tables at different restaurants. She would work a place for a month, and she couldn't get along with somebody. They were jerks. Yeah, it was. There was always a reason.
How about with females? What was her relationship with females usually?
She really didn't have any female friends.
Do you know who she dated before you?
I think his name was Wayne.
Wayne?
Yeah, I think his name was Wayne. I'm trying to think of his last name.
If I said the name, would you recognize it?
Yeah.
Would it be Wayne Bartley?
That's it.
Okay. What did she say about him?
Not a lot. She said she was dating Wayne.
Okay.
Prior to me. Well, you're pretty thorough.
Sorry. Just trying to get any information we can. I know it's a long time ago. I'm just hoping something triggers where you're like, oh yeah, let me tell you about this, or, you know. Did she ever talk about anybody being violent towards her? Somebody she was hiding from? Which I guess is her excuse for everything. She's always hiding from someone, you know.
I think there's probably violence in every one of her relationships, I guess.
Okay. All right.
To tell you the truth, I don't know if she was violent with Wayne, but she probably was.
It seems to be the consistent thing I keep hearing. The what's it called? The common denominator, anyway.
Yes. she had me arrested for. Well, they took me out. I was never formally charged with anything. I think the police took me out of there just to get me out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Because she started hitting me, and I just grabbed her wrists to keep her from hitting me.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, she's got bruises on her wrists. We got to take you out of here. But then they never put me in a jail cell or anything. They let me sit at a desk, and they said, you call one of your sisters or something to come get you.
Very nice.
And and that was it. I think they just wanted to get me out of there. Because
yeah.
They saw that I had marks on me, and all she had was bruises on her wrists.
Yeah, that seems to be, like, consistent with everybody else, too. Well, this is my direct number. If you think of anything else, or you find a picture, or something you might want to just relate to, it's like even the cat thing, even though it may not seem something big to you, it may matter later. Just give us a call, or you can send a message back on that Facebook. Or if you talk to anybody else who may remember something, just give them our number if you don't mind.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, get something, make it stick, keep her in there.
We're trying to.
I don't think that she ever needs to be out.
I agree with you.
And I think you're going to find out that there's a lot more in the last 20 years that nobody knows about. It's just a hunch. It's a gut feeling.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that, too. So, like I said, if you run across anything, just please give us a call so we can try to build a good case on everything.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.